Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right.
Welcome back. This is 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. We got thousands of past interviews that you can go back and search through with your. You can go to. We got a categories page there. You can find what you want in the categories. There's about 50 categories there. You can look around in there and see what you think. And you can search by Brain Trust member. If you know the guest who was on the show and you want to go back and listen to what they said, you can search by their name. You can search by topic, by whatever the thing we were talking about, or by date. You can search by date. So we got and also articles, a lot of stuff there. We got videos. We got hundreds, thousands of articles, a couple of thousand Brain Trust members, lots of stuff there. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. It'll help you. And of course, we make it available all free. It's always been free. Coming up next, week after next, is my 18th anniversary. We'll be starting our 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks to you folks for hanging in there with me all these years. But we've always made everything we do available to you for free. The only thing we charge for are the books. And I don't mind asking you to pay for those. But every book I have is in pieces all over my website. So if you don't want to buy the book, you can go find most of it on my website for free. I don't know what else I can do for you folks. I'm doing everything I can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And now what I want to do is, oh, by the way, and my other website is ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website for my award-winning new book, The Age of the Customer, which we sold over 60,000 copies of that book in a year and a half. So I'm very excited and very proud of that book. I hope you check that out. And by the way, the ebook is very inexpensive. If you want an ebook, I want to talk about the poll. You know, every week we ask you a different question, and so last week we asked you this question. This is in our newsletter and on our website. And we want to know what you think about things, and every week's different one. Last week we said, what are your prospects and customers indicating for the rest of the year? How are your customers and prospects acting about for the rest of the year? And you know, folks, we just received GDP numbers which show such a poor economic performance for the third quarter that it dragged down the annual productivity for the first half of the year, down to 2% year-to-date. We had a great second quarter, but the first quarter was bad, the third quarter was bad, and so we got no more than a 2% growth. But it's a roller coaster we're on, right? We had negative growth in the first quarter. We had really horrible growth in the third quarter. We had a big second quarter. That's a roller coaster, folks. That's not good. So this week in our poll, when we ask you about what your customers are saying, we got this tepid response from you. 75% of you said it was either not great or worse, which tracked pretty darn close to the GDP trend. 25% said you're doing great. 42% said we're nothing negative but not great either. 25% said we're prospects and customers are thin. And 8% said it's bad, it's really bad. So 75% of you said things were not great or worse. That tracks perfectly, unfortunately, with the GDP response for the third quarter as we look into the fourth quarter. You know, folks, President Obama inherited, and by the way, that's what you told me. This is not me editorializing. I'm going to do that in a minute. But this is just reporting to you, what you said, what your experience is out there on Main Street, on the marketplace. You know, folks, the president inherited an economic can of worms that wasn't of his making, and there's no question about that. But we're now coming to the end of his seventh year in office. Think about that. President Obama has been in office for 7 years. So there's no question that this current economic state that he's presiding over, which is the worst recovery since the Great Depression, and there's no question that what we're in now right now, this belongs to him. He owns this. It's not easy to hold back the energy and innovation and determination of America's business sector. It's an amazing force that I have witnessed for almost a half century. But this president's anti-business agenda and policies have accomplished just that. And my evidence is the GDP languishing in the 2% range every year now since 2009. And as you know, over the years and in this year, all these positions I'm taking, I've backed them up with specific examples, like the assault on the GDP on employers through the NLR, the National Labor Relations Board, like the assault on businesses from the EPA, like the assault on businesses from the IRS, and don't forget Obamacare. And that consequently, folks, as I wrote about before the 2012 election, there wouldn't be an economic expansion until we had a new president then. I'm reprising that prediction again now. Unfortunately, don't look for much in the way of expansion prior to the next election.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.